Good afternoon and welcome back to Snicks at Night. This is the third episode. I appreciate all you guys for listening. The numbers are up and we hope that we keep you entertained. Tonight I have my best friend Murphy on. I have Cece, Jessica, and my best friend Dreek. This is going to be an epic, epic situation. So sit back and enjoy the ride.
So come and sit down.
I know you lie.
All right, we got Murphy, we got Jig, we got Jessica.
Hey.
Murph, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, and we got Cece.
Hey. Sierra.
Hey, Jess. So, y'all, these are my friends. I don't hear Murph yet. We have to wait for...
Oh, let the shit show begin.
Oh, let the shit show begin. So I felt like this group would be the best group to get on for this topic, plus more, because these people see me or hear me every day, and they know me best. So y'all, we just gonna do a little icebreaker because some of y'all haven't met yet, and we're just gonna talk about just regular stuff so we can get y'all warmed up. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this topic. Somebody have something in the background I can really hear. We definitely have to talk about this whole I got the hookup too.
Oh, Lord.
I know I'm going to get in deep shit for this, but I just want to get y'all a review on it. If you've seen it, we're going to start with Sierra.
Well, I have not seen it, but I've heard not so great things about it, but I have not seen it, so I can't give my opinion on it.
What about you, Jessica?
No, I didn't watch it yet. I heard that it was not... I heard mixed reviews about it. I heard that it wasn't like the first one. The first one was way better, and then I heard that it was okay. So I did not see it. So I don't really have an opinion about it.
So, Dreek, what you got to say?
All I got to say is everybody that spent their money on Amazon and went to the movies to see it should have just waited till it came on the Fire Stick because that shit was gone.
Mm. Ooh. All right, Murph.
Ooh,
Murph,
okay.
What you thought?
That bad?
Murph?
Uh-oh. I don't know what happened.
I think we are disconnected.
All right. So, I'm going to give my opinion, which I know that I'm going to get in trouble. But I'm going to say that I watched the movie a little. I watched it. I really couldn't get into it. I fell asleep. Then all of a sudden, I woke up and my cousin on the TV. And I'm like, yeah, cousin! You know, like I was excited for him. You know, I think he did good. I was very impressed with, you know, saying that that's his first time, you know, doing it. I think he did a real good job. And whatever, for whatever his work, I can't give a real opinion. I saw my cousin. That's all I was really worried about. And I did get a review that Peace Amore was really good in it. I went back and watched that. He was funny. But... other than that, I just really don't know what the movie was about because I was thrown off. So we got Murph back. So what you think, Murph?
It was trash.
Okay.
It was garbage.
Let the church
but
say amen.
I just want to say I did rent it. I did buy it in support of the other people that was on it because I know, you know, I like them. So, you know, I was expecting for a better review, but, you know, I don't care if it's trash, garbage, or what, whatever my cousin did, I'm paying for it by any means necessary. So, you know. So I want to say rest in peace to the legendary Jerry Lewis out the Ninth Ward. He died today. It was a sad situation. Hmm. But, I mean, they second line it hard out there for Jerry, so he got a whole...
No, I mean, they celebrating. He got a whole DJ going, though. That's how I'll be celebrating when I die. Well, y'all don't cut up like that when I die. Don't put a toes in the sleep.
I don't know how to. That's all
that need to be out there. Them four. You four ain't out there. Gives no soul. That's getting all that work.
Jessica, girl, I got so much heat off our episode that I had no choice but to bring you back.
The heat was real.
I mean, DMs was off the chain, text messages off the chain about the situation.
We was getting threats.
We got threats.
It was crazy. Yeah.
So one of the biggest things was, you know, why do snakes feel like it's okay for her to date people that are in relationships? Let me clear that. I don't date married men. I don't go stalking for other people's men. I ain't trying to say, oh, you got a girlfriend, so I'm going to date you. That's not the situation. I'm saying, if your man don't respect your relationship, why should I? And I'm not stalking.
You have to treat the relationship like a Section 8 voucher. Because he ain't
that. I just wanted to clear that up. And FYI, nobody cannot pay me to come on a podcast and slander absolutely nobody. This is not the Jerry Springer show.
Thank you. Thank you. It does not work like that.
That does not work like that.
We need hand claps, okay?
make your own podcast if you want to do that. So, Murph, you listened to the podcast with me and Jessica. You had some things that you felt like you need to get off your chest. Here's your time to get, because they felt like we needed a man's point of view.
All right, you're going to have to, refresh me on what I was talking about.
Okay, so we got in trouble about that, and I think Jessica was saying that she didn't want her friend, her gentleman friend, to be friends with any other girls or DM them or hard eyes under the pictures. I think that was the issue. You feel like something wrong with that? Do your exes come under your pictures and hard eyes you and things like that?
Wait, say that again.
Like, do you have any exes that come under your posts and send you hard eyes and all those kind of things, knowing that y'all not together no more?
Yeah, I mean, that's what people do, though. You know, you can't stop that. So you can't control that.
So do you block them, or do you just allow them to?
My Instagram open. I ain't blocking nobody.
Okay.
I tell you all the time, I think it's the difference between, well, I'm going to say I think, I know it's the difference between the way men move and the way women move. Men don't move like that.
Right. The whole time, this is what we argue about all the time, me and him. He going to say, I need you to go into detail. He say, that's my girl feelings kicking in when I say stuff like that. So do you feel like it's okay for, do you think it's a problem that Jessica feel like no woman should be under her man pictures sending hard eyes or sending DMs or stuff like that? Do you feel like that's a big deal? Did we lose it?
Hello? I'm back. I'm waiting to hear this one. I ain't here. My connection was
out. Okay, so Jessica doesn't like for females to put hard eyes and things under her men's pictures, her man pictures. Do you feel like she should be upset about that? Or is like... if you're in a relationship.
No, I definitely don't think she should be upset about it because, you know.
That's like I feel like she should. You should be blocked.
That's like when women get under other women posts and gas them. That's like, you know.
Is it the same?
It's not the same.
It's definitely the same because somebody could just be like under your post putting hard eyes and all that gassing you. That don't mean nothing.
I just want to clear this up, though. Let me clear this up. I have an issue with more with my man leaving those types of comments on a woman page.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I can't control what they do. Sorry. Yeah, I can't control what they do, but I don't want him leaving those types of comments under anybody's page but mine, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. That's a bad yeah.
But is it a big deal?
But as far as... I mean, you know, everybody got their own rules to their relationship, so...
Okay.
Cool, then.
So
if she feel like that's a problem for her, then, you know, that's up to her and dude to... You know, come to some kind of understanding about that.
So,
but
what? No, you say but.
So what?
I heard the but. I need.
No, I'm saying yeah, but you know, do I feel like that's a deal breaker? You know, personally, no. But if she do, then you know.
So, Sierra, what you feel about being in a relationship and your boyfriend sending a little hard eyes or sending a little something something to somebody like, oh, you look nice. Would that be an issue for you?
It kind of would depend on what the comment is. I might have a problem with
it. You might have a problem with it.
It so drinking too. Like if it's an ex, nah.
If it's
no,
an ex,
do that.
Oh, it just you know, can't but, be an ex.
Okay, so look. So wait, look. So if it's not an ex and he's just doing it under random people post that he may know of, you know, that he knows that you don't know, that's a problem?
Sierra?
Both of y'all. Anybody who got a problem?
Oh, it is definitely a problem. You can't do it. That's my point. It's not happening. You can't do it the moment I see it. You in trouble. Like, I don't want to see this in my timeline. Now, if somebody want to leave this under your page, that's cute. You look good. I know you look good, so other people are going to think you look good. But you're not about to do this, especially if it's somebody you know. If it's somebody you don't know, and they live in, let's say, Africa, I might be okay with it. Like, I'm not doing this. You know, I'm not playing with you. And the thing is, I wouldn't do it. And 9 out of 10, the guy that I'm with, wouldn't want me entertaining on Instagram or real life either. So I don't agree with it.
Okay, so Drake, how you feel about that?
It don't really make a difference to me. Like, it's social media. Like, once you log out that shit, like, we sitting on the sofa together. So it don't really, like social media don't make a difference in my relationship.
So, like, a hard eyes can't turn into a DM and a DM turn into a date?
I mean, listen, a nigga gonna do what he wanna do, same as well as a female. You gonna do what you wanna do, so whether you on Instagram DMing or you meet her at the gas station, you gonna do what you wanna do regardless to the matter. I'ma give you enough of trust to feel like that's not what you gonna do. Now, if you hang yourself, then I'ma hang you too.
Okay, okay, okay.
Well,
what we really talking about today is the issue that me and Murph have a lot. Can females and males just be friends?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I believe so. I believe that in my heart.
But my question to you is, did you not believe it before?
I believe so as well.
You believe that it can happen?
Will you say believe, the question again?
Did you believe that beforehand, or did you believe it when you saw, like, me and Murphy relationship, or did you always believe that women and men could be friends?
No, I always believed that you can be friends with a man or a woman and don't have no sexual encounter to even go with it, like,
or no desire either.
Yeah, like, you should just be able to chill and hang out with whoever you want to hang out with, regardless of their sex, because just because you hanging with a female and you a nigga, that don't mean that she want you, because she might want a female.
Well, what if she want me?
I mean, she could be bisexual and want both, but that doesn't mean you her preference. She might not look at you like that. I'm gonna look at you like you my homie. Like, we go out to the bar and get drinks and talk shit about motherfuckers together. Like, we ain't sitting down sneaking and geeking on the back end. Like, when I come over, we gonna get in the bed under the covers together. Like, nah.
I like that, sneaking homie and geeking. I like that.
I don't know. But I know that in many of the situations that I've ever been in, like, it was always, they felt like me and Murphy was more than friends. And I never could understand why nobody would never believe that we really are just friends. So I asked social media, and the women are like, nah. The men are like, yay. Why they can't be? So why do you think that women feel like a man and a woman can't be friends, Murph?
I definitely feel like they could be friends. Like, man, you've been friends for... what, 15 years?
16 years, 2 months, and 3 days. Right, 2 days.
As a man, my calculations was probably as close as they gonna get. You see what I'm saying? So, man, you know, I definitely feel like men and women could be friends. You know?
Do you have other friends, girlfriends, besides me?
Yeah, I got buku girlfriends. I have more girlfriends than dudes.
Okay, I'm jealous. Who is these people? I'm just like. So, but I'm saying, with you being in when you get in a relationship, is that ever an issue? Like, who is Nick? Like, who is that? Where she comes from? Who she is? And why y'all friends?
It's never an issue for me, because my friends are my friends. So you can't, relationship or not, you can't tell me who to be friends with. Just like, personally, if my girl had a guy friend and she was like, oh, that's a brother and this and that, I can only go off with you. You know, I can't, I'm not about to try to rearrange her circle just because I'm becoming a part of
her. But you still didn't answer the question, you know, so. Have you ever had an issue with
you being my friend? No.
I don't believe it.
I don't know why.
I don't believe it. I don't either.
Yeah, like, because I've always had issues, so I just don't understand, like, why it wasn't an issue for you. Like, what? Like, why it wasn't an issue for me? Like, you. Like, what is the issue? Why is that a problem? So,
because I think more dudes are intimidated by man friends than women being intimidated by other women.
Yeah, I agree with that
too.
Yeah, I
think
a little
louder for the people in the back.
I can't talk to you. Yeah, I think that men are more uncomfortable with that than women. But that also depends on the man that you're dealing with. Like I said, I mean, if she say, if I meet you and you might be out with your brother or whatever, like,
your brother. Do we overuse that word?
I'm trying to rearrange based on me and my, I don't like that feeling. Like, yeah,
do, like, females tend to overuse that brother word?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who said, mm-hmm. Okay, let's start with Jessica.
See.
Jessica.
Oh, Lord. First of all, this is a rule of mine, and this is whoever I haven't had many relationships. Most of my relationships are long term. I mentioned that during your last podcast. I have long term relationships. Men tend not to want to leave me, but I will say this. I feel like the brother sister thing is a bit much for me. I'm like, if y'all don't have the same DNA, just say that's my friend. You know, say. Like a brother, like a matter of fact, say I feel like this person is family, but don't do that brother sister stuff with me, because the same brothers that I had when I was married all came for me as soon as I told them I was separated, and I was really upset about that, because I was like, y'all supposed to be my friends, and you know, I'm trying to talk and vent to y'all, and all y'all trying to do is take me out to eat and take me to see a movie and all of that dumb shit, and I'm trying to, you know, get my little self together after this breakup.
All right, so wait, can I ask you something? So if they're trying to take you out to eat and take you to a movie and they're your brother, isn't it the same as when your sister tried to take you out to eat or go get drunk?
No, let me say this. The dialogue of these situations is totally different from a regular brother sister. It's kind of like, you know, I feel like I could be this for you. I feel like I could be that. Like, I'm serious. Like, I had so many of my so-called friends confess their love for me. It was ridiculous. It was like, when it first happened, I was like, well, dang, that's crazy. But the person I least expected it from, it kind of hurt my feelings. You know, I'm like, you know, we're supposed to be friends. And it just really did something for me. But I don't agree with the brother-sister thing, mainly because of my own experiences. I can't speak on nobody else's situation. But the person that I'm with now, he used to have a lot of female friends.
You got rid of
him. Yeah, he used to have a lot of female friends. And I just feel like this. If you can't bring them around me, that's not your friend. If, you know, they have an issue with me, they're not your friend. You know what I mean? So I just feel like you got to let that shit go when you're in a relationship. Now, if you really have a legit friend that you never had any type of relationship with, that's something that we could talk about case by case. But we're not about to just have all of these friends I don't know about and you chilling with and talking to on the phone more than you talking to me. That's not about to happen.
My thing is, you chose these people to be your brother, right? Like, you started calling...
They wasn't my brothers. I'm just saying, like, they would call me their sister and stuff like that. I was never into using those terms. I'm going to be honest with you, because I actually have real brothers, and I don't feel the same way about y'all that I feel about my brothers. So I just never use that term. I'd be like, you know, I've been friends with this person for X amount of years. They like family to me. Nothing ever happened between us. It was always strictly platonic, stuff like that.
Like,
but I never refer to anybody.
You feel like that's your obligation to explain that to somebody? As far as
if I'm in a relationship with them, yes. If this is the person that I mean, because who gets into a relationship thinking that they're gonna break up? If I feel like this is a serious relationship, it's just me and you, and we should be transparent, then yes, I want to explain to you that this is somebody I've been friends with since I was 12. Nothing ever happened between us. I'm comfortable with you being around him.
Okay, let me ask,
you know what I mean? Like, all right, let me ask you that. That's the kind of conversations.
So suppose you. I mean, just developed a new strong friendship with a man maybe about a year ago. All right, so you know, you let your boyfriend know, okay, you know, me and him been partners for about a year, and you know, that's really my partner. And he like, man, you know, you only been friends with him for about a year. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. And you know, if we trying to go any further, you gotta dead that friendship, you know, to make me comfortable.
What?
The dude to come at.
Man, that nigga out of here. My man tell me he uncomfortable with this man. He out of there. First of all, year's not long enough. I probably barely even know the nigga like that. So after a year, if my man feel uncomfortable with it, he out of there. And if he a real friend, then if me and him don't work out, then hey.
I disagree about that. I did nothing to jeopardize
or
put your relationship at jeopardy. So if you feel like, you know, oh well, you can't be my friend.
Right.
Because your man uncomfortable.
You say if he uncomfortable. You said he uncomfortable. My thing is, why are you uncomfortable? Right. He might be uncomfortable because he see him looking at me a certain way. He noticed some things that's just not cool. And guess what?
Feel like dude got one up on me. Dude might have his stuff more intact. You know, it may be you know, real reason, but an insecurity within your man.
That's, I would think about so that's that too. Yeah.
Do you try to find out, like, look, you know, is it something... Can you tell me what's making you uncomfortable?
Yeah, I would want to know.
The presence alone of this man is making you uncomfortable. Because that's not.
Yeah. I don't want to know, but.
That's not a good enough reason.
Yeah, I totally disagree. I've been put in a situation where it's like, you choose your friends or you choose me. And at the end of the day, I choose my friends because when you wake up that one morning and say, you know what, I'm done with you and this is a wrap, guess who's going to be there to get me back to where I need to be? My friends. So I'm not going
to
disown
you. Unless they try to be in a relationship with you.
Well,
like
that's not really your friends.
That's what I'm saying.
You got in the cut. You may not put them in the cut, but they put themselves in the cut.
But right,
they put themselves in the cut. But as far as female friends, that's sort of like I have never had a. Well, I have had somebody to tell me, but usually, like they was. I'm gonna be honest with you. The few times that the man that I was with came to me and told me. This person not your friend.
Well, when they talk about females, that's a whole different ball game because most men come in and sniff out the worst female in your group. They'll tell you. They'll put you on game, but I'm just like speaking about like men. So like
Can I ask Jessica one more question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you this. If you friends with a guy, do you feel like you either side?
Wait, you're going out.
Yeah, you're going out, Murphy.
Wait, say that again?
You was going out.
Okay. Do you feel like you can see the signs of an underlying friendship before the breakup occurs, or only after do you see the signs of the underlying?
Okay, well, with the guys that I was friends with, I had no clue. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't even think they had a clue. I think they just saw the opportunities and they went for it. But I mean, during the whole time that I was married and in a relationship, they never came at me funny. Nothing crazy ever happened. Like I can honestly say, like we was really friends to me on my end. But I will say this: my husband at the time kept saying with this one particular person, he like you, man, you crazy, this dude like you, and I just didn't see it. And he was the one that really surprised me with the confession. I was just like, goodness. And he was doing the most, like he was borderline stalking at one point.
Okay, so it got
crazy. So
to be friends turn more, do you think that's like,
wait, you went out in the beginning of that,
do you think friends can become more than something after the fact?
Yeah, I do. And that's the thing. Like, I just feel like, and that's the reason why I say when you put a man and a woman together, is that possibility. So when you have a boyfriend and he say, I'm not comfortable with this because he see y'all vibe and he see it look like it could be a little more than just a regular friendship, then you got to kind of check yourself and ask yourself, well, am I being a little too much with this man and stuff like that? Because sometimes you may not realize, and I feel like this, if you have that type of vibe with somebody, you might want to get at a shot. See, because
or do you ask do I see myself being more with this man than just his friend? So that's why I need to cut him off. Because if you know off the top, like, look, dude, not even my type, that's just my partner, then I think you would stand more ground with your current man, letting him know, like, look, nah, that's just my homie. Right. Versus somebody that you would just cut off because you may see an underlying on your end too. Like, I could really take this somewhere with you. So is that the one?
I think I just never had
cut off? Anyone got to go.
I just never had that kind of vibe. I never had that kind of vibe with a man where, like, y'all, his friendship was just so important to me that I had to stay friends with you, not my women. Like, that's totally different. Like, we got real serious bonds. You know, that's my ride or die. So when it comes to these men, I'm gonna be honest with you. I never felt like that type of vibe with them. And if it was after a year, first of all, anybody I met last year is they definitely replaceable. I don't really need you as a friend. I don't really vibe with people like that. It's really hard. And I don't really call people my friends like super fast like that. So I'm definitely gonna go with my mans and drop them niggas.
Okay.
Find them info.
Okay.
All right. So Jessica is strict on, like, Jessica just don't want nobody around her man via app, via phone, face to face, via absolutely anything. Like, it's just not happening. So I have a guy that I'm really close with that we went to school with. He said that he has a best friend and she's a woman and they've been friends for over 17 years. She is married currently and they don't have any problems in the relationship. He cool with the husband and everything. Mm-hmm. So I just think that it depends on what's going, you know, what type of friendship it really is. So, Sierra, if you was dating a guy and he came and told you, like, this is my friend and we've been friends 15 years and, you know, we close and this and this and that, how would you feel about it?
I mean, I have no reason but to go off of what he's saying until he prove otherwise. I mean, that's your friend, that's your friend.
So you're right, cool. That's all you could do, because I can't, I'm not about to try to check your friend facts. If that's what you're saying, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's I won't see their friend.
Okay, so how?
ASAP. And I'm saying that because one of my good friends is a guy. And me and I had a huge blow up with an ex behind my best friend. And I have never looked at my best friend like in that kind of way. Ever. No desire, nothing. We are really just friends. And I just think it was just his insecurities playing on him about, you know, about our right. friendship. So, at the end of the day, my friend won. You know, like I'm not with that guy anymore. But
nah, right. I've had a situation where it was like, look, Murf got the goo. You know, like I don't even understand what his purpose or what his reason is for even wanting to be friends with you. Because it just seemed like it's some underlying shit. I always used to be like, listen, I have no problem with you and I going out with him. I don't have no problem with you being around him. I don't have a problem with anything. If I had something to hide, then I'd be like, nah, I don't want y'all close. I don't want y'all around each other. Mm-hmm. None of that. I mean, threaten to, like, I will do something to both of y'all if you don't get rid of him. And I'm like,
first of all, you
shut up.
Should have bought.
Shut up.
Nah, wait. Nah, all right. Good.
First of all, you can see that's why we would never be more than friends. Because
I'm about to say, I mean, first of all, you should want that to my attention.
First of all,
so threats are being issued.
First of all, you know I handle threats. You ain't got to worry about that. So I had to like do it like, you know, if you're not comfortable with the situation, then you know, you're gonna have to go because that's friends. And at the end of the day, like if you're doing all that hype stuff, it's just not even worth being in a relationship with you because you're gonna always be mad because I am a very flirtatious person. The person that you need to worry about is probably the person that's next to you, not Murphy.
Yeah.
So you need
I'm about to say we definitely don't be flirting.
Oh, we definitely don't be fucking flirting.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I never caught that vibe.
You wasn't letting me finish. I was saying to him, the person that's sitting next to you on this orange sofa. It's the person you need to be worried about. You don't need to be worried about
goodness.
The person.
Oh, jeez.
You don't need to worry about him. Okay. That's what I'm saying. So after a few times of them being around each other, then he realized, like, man, that's really your homie. Like, that's really your friend. Like, right.
That's a y'all special case, though. Y'all special.
I think they have a lot of and people that's like before. That.
Yeah, and sometimes, I mean, you know, because soulmates really can be friends. Like, it don't necessarily have to be somebody you in a relationship with, and y'all might have, like, a friendship soulmate type situation. But I think for the most part, these little women out here play with me. They think they're going to be
Jesus,
friends with
Jessica.
My man. They think they about to sit on the phone with him. It's not happening. Like, you're not about to sit on the phone with him and text him and chat with him all day about fucking movies and shit.
Hold up. No. I feel like you got a target on my back right now. Because you know.
No. I don't know. Well, not that. Oh. I said y'all special.
About to say, everybody on this phone knows that me and Merch could literally running for about 8 hours.
That's you and Murph.
Awesome.
Yes, that's you and Murph. I promise you. That's you and Murph. But I think and let me tell you, y'all make people uncomfortable because as a woman, I feel like I should be there for you. If I'm not there for you, then I feel like you need to go talk to your friend and leave me alone and let me go find my soul.
What?
You know, I just think that one day y'all gonna realize y'all make people uncomfortable that y'all with. Like,
I disagree, Jessica. I think that you in a relationship, you and your man could talk about certain stuff, but even if it's your guy friend that it is, and you need that outlet sometimes to talk about stuff outside of the relationship.
Let me tell you, and a different perspective of it.
Yeah, because that's always
Let me, okay, I got an answer for that one too. So that's the reason why you have friends and family. You have guy friends. Hold up, you have guy friends. And if you, hold up, okay, you have guy friends. And let me go even further. If you need that type of ventilation, if you need to vent to somebody that bad, they have psychologists. So you can go tell somebody.
I'm not going to pay nobody. Jessica.
All right.
First of all, okay, Jessica,
I'm starting to feel like you definitely territorial of your man. I just feel like if me and my nigga going through something, he ain't understanding what I'm saying. I need to pick up that phone and call Murph. Like, Murph, like, am I wrong?
And he gonna tell you if you're wrong.
And he gonna let me know.
I make and give you a different way to express it to a man to make him understand what you're saying.
I feel you.
Versus, look, don't come at him like this. You know, try saying it like this, because I'm a man,
right?
And I know versus, I will receive it.
Like, versus me calling snakes like this motherfucker over here,
and I'm gonna be like, cut it up. I'm on my way,
right?
And Nick come back and tell you, it's a hot girl summer. Fuck them.
It's definitely a hot girl summer,
but that's why you don't need to talk to your girlfriend so a nigga can tell you. So,
because literally, that's what we're gonna probably see. So, when Dreeky called me and said something, something, and something, something, I'm like, fuck him, let his mama love him. What we doing tomorrow? That's gonna be my perspective on it. But when I talk to Murph, Murph has saved a lot of motherfuckers. I'm gonna see that. When I talk to Murph,
That's why I said Murph is probably the kind of guy. Like I said, I don't have guy friends like that. My guy friends gonna tell me. Well, why are you dealing with this? You can do better.
Well,
you need to
if
be
it's
with
it.
A man like me. No. You know what I'm saying? No. Like, I don't
well,
have
you got the wrong
those
you got
well,
you attracting the wrong
you know what I mean? I just
gotta get you a real friend.
I promise you, and I don't put myself in position to really meet guys like that. They make me uncomfortable. Like, men are just too they too much. Like, they always horny. Like, I just don't.
What the fuck that guy was doing?
You don't understand. Like, I don't know. You might just be different. The
I'm
type
a man
of men,
too, and I'm always
the type of men that I meet, they just don't.
What I look like?
They
to,
be tripping.
To release on Nick.
They that's, be tripping. No, I actually had a guy friend actually call me, bro. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's hard out here. It's not. It's not. I don't have those types of guy friends. I'm gonna just say that. So my thing is, if I did have a really good guy friend, which I have cousins, male cousins, that's super cool. So I can understand having a male perspective. I'm in a position right now where I really do not have any genuine male friends. So my take on this is going to be totally different from how y'all feel. Because
I'm about to
can't.
Say that. Yeah, and really? That's a shame, because every female needs
somebody.
Like a dude. Yeah, you need you one dude partner in the hole just to always
that's not
going to
tell
balanced.
You what you want. Because your friends is just going to tell you what you want here. Oh, you know, I'll probably piss you off way more than what you want.
Yeah, you need one good guy friend in a whole. Like, and it's okay to be, you know, like, I don't know, maybe, like, under what circumstances are you meeting
Mercy
male
will.
Friends? Like, on some like approach you
it's
try
hard
to
have new male
once
friends
you friend zone
like
them.
you and Snick been friends for years. Like, you don't just in your 30s meet new niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that simple. So where do I meet them at exactly?
Well, I don't think you should go out meeting a friend.
Like, at
this
point,
it has to be a genuine
situation. What I mean. Like, where are these
you know
like, guys, you know what I mean? It's like women, like at this point in my life. You know, me and you vibes, Nick, me and Sierra. But my thing is, it's kind of like at this point in my life, I'm not really meeting new female friends like that.
That
so
door
it's
is closed.
Like,
that
you know,
close. I don't. Yeah, we don't need.
Yeah.
You know, at a certain, don't need to be. You associate with other people in different circles, but like just attached as your friend, you don't need to do that. But I do think that you have to genuinely meet somebody. So let me ask you the situation. I wasn't Murphy's person. I told this Saturday. I was actually his mom's friend first, okay?
Uh-oh.
Me and his mom was friends, but his mom wasn't fun. So I used to like the high shit that Murphy used to do. I started, and we just became genuine friends after that. I, at the time, at the time his girlfriend was pregnant, the person he was with at the time she was pregnant, we would be like in baby all rust. That's my homie. Like, we would do, you know, that's how we started bonding, like over some baby shit. You know, like, so it just has to be a genuine situation with the person. Now, I understand at this point you're in a relationship. I'm not saying go scout for no friends. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But,
girl, oh no,
but I just don't feel like it's a big deal to have a male in your life that's genuinely your friend. Murphy will tell me,
right? If it's genuine,
I will go to him, yeah, and tell him something, and I would think I'm hella right. He's gonna be like, "Nick, being true, I didn't even do you nothing. You gotta, you know, whatever."
Right?
You know, kind of like think about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We don't just.
That's true.
Wait, so Dreeky, you have any male friends?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I didn't really.
Snicks is my only girlfriend. Like, I have a lot of male friends, and I'd rather have males than girls because I don't want to have to smack nobody.
Yeah. Mm. So, girls are very much harder to get along with than male, even though me and Murphy fuss all damn day. I just don't understand. But we disagree.
It's not that we fuss, it's just that. Yeah, you don't understand a male's perspective. And, you know, I think you just ain't going to get it at this point.
Yeah, I have, not to cut you off, Murph, but yeah, I have a lot of male friends. And the relationship I'm in, it'd be like your friends of me. And I'd be like my friends because they're my friends.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't even understand why a male will feel okay with even submitting that question into the pool, like your friend or me,
because he a fucking goofy nigga.
Because
if all these dudes
that I said that is my homies, I don't use the brother term, these are my homies. These are really my homies. Ain't nobody made no sexual pass at me. And
no.
Nobody did none of the extra or the above of even on that borderline of it's a possibility of we gonna get in the bed at some moment in time. And I was like, they genuinely care for me as a friend.
Right. Yeah. So, like, listen. When y'all say the whole brother term is, like, off limit, I may use the brother term with Murphy because we've been friends for so long, and I don't have siblings.
That's just a difference. That's just a different situation.
I'm just saying why I may use it. I don't have any siblings. The male figures that we have in my life are either 20 years older than me or 20 years younger than me. So there's no really male figure around, like, talking about it, but Murphy.
Well, I don't say the brother term because. Mm-hmm. The hoes out in the street, they abuse the brother term.
Well, he really my brother.
Oh.
They very abusive. That's what I'm telling
you, but the hoes in the street shouldn't have nothing to do with how you move.
How you formulate your relationship with somebody.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like, I don't care. I don't care what the hoes in the street see. Like, if I've been this long and this and that and this and that, and I got to be fucking, you know, like, I got to be... because a nigga feel uncomfortable about you saying, yeah, fucking me, brother. Like, then you a goofy and he a goofy. Y'all a goofy. Like, period. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can't.
I just think that it's not that deep. Like, if I introduce, like, hey, this so-and-so, this my homie, that's my homie. Now, if you feel a different way about it, then that's something you need to go sit down and discuss with yourself. Because if you sit up and you tell me, oh, that's Brittany from school I went to school with and whoop de woo, and we cool, then I'm going to take your word as until y'all cool until either you or Brittany show me different, and then I'm going to flash all the way out because now you didn't play with my intelligence.
Now you playing with me.
So that's all you could do.
I'm going to take your word as until
you
say that that's your homie. Now, if I run across a text message or I catch you and Brittany doing some things that y'all shouldn't be doing, I'm going to kill her, and I'm going to put you in the trunk of my car.
Oh, okay.
It's like this. I never had to introduce Nick as, oh, this my partner, Nick. We've been cool for 15 years, you know, but it's just strictly platonic.
So you never had to do that?
Doing all that, I said, that's my partner. I ain't going to never do it.
Because when you met me, that you she
well,
was
here, we, like, nah. You single, Mer? That's Mer like, gonna be I, single.
I ain't got a, no, it's not that I'm gonna be single. It's just that it's certain shit that, like I said, if me and my girl gonna have a conversation, we gotta have a conversation. Once I reassure you that this my partner, dead the shit. I'm not about to keep having a debate with you about right. who my friend is. Because me and you ain't gonna never have to debate about your friends. Because if that's your partner, then he welcome in here. Just like anyone.
Welcome
in.
What you mean, welcome in here?
The ones I don't
yeah.
Like.
Your house? Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wait.
So you saying, I'm telling you about me.
Hello?
Nick can come to my house at any given time.
I don't know. Somebody
don't
breaking
need a
up.
Motherfucking invite.
Jess. Wait, so that was Murph breaking up. Murph breaking up.
I'm saying this. Nick could come to my house unannounced at any given time with any type of emergency.
What's
2 in the morning, I'm getting up. 3 in the morning, I'm getting up.
Which
I'm picking
do?
Our kids up from school. I'm evacuating with them.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
But it's like family. Yeah, it's like not that. Like I'm getting up and you know, because I'm going to get my hope. I'm going to get my, you know, my friend. I definitely right. pop up at Murph's house anytime I want to.
Right, and if you my girl and you laying here, when I get up to go,
you coming or you stay?
You got 2 options. You can get your ass up and come take a ride, or you can stay asleep.
Child, this is exactly why my man don't have no friends now. We not doing this. I'm just listening.
Okay,
so I'm listening. I'm like, absolutely. I've been in Ace's boy. He was out of his damn mind talking about either you can stay here or come with me. No, either you can't.
What's the problem with you?
No,
it's the problem with you saying
it's
you know what?
It's your attitude about it, though.
What's the problem? What's the problem with you saying, damn, Nick in a jam? Hold up, let me get dressed. I'm coming right with you.
Cause not,
let's go there.
But no, it was the tone of how
no,
you said
he's
it.
Not
like,
gonna
forget
stay.
You. It's
no,
all
no,
about,
no.
You know what I mean? Like, forget my
no,
girlfriend. It's
no,
like, you know, my
no,
friend
no,
gonna come
I
first. It was
that.
Like how you
no,
said it. The way the tone and the way you put it was like, I don't care about how you feel about it. This is what I'm doing.
He's not gonna really tell her that. She know what her options are. You know
what
your options are.
No, look.
Oh, I'm trying to find out. The way y'all saying this, I'm like, I don't know about
this. At 3 in the morning. Uh-huh. Listen, at 3 in the morning, if Nick called me and say you my mm-hmm. girl, right? If Nick called me at 3 in the morning, right? We sleep. Bam. I answer the phone. Is Nick in the jam? We not about to have a fucking argument at 3 in the morning about where the fuck you think you going. Who the fuck is you to go save Nick? Why Nick nigga can't come save her? Because she might be dealing with that. And that ain't my business to question her about, oh, what dude at? Why he can't come get you? Because that's
he
my
really
first. So she called me. Then whether I was first on the list or the last option,
that's the same way.
I'm on call.
That's
like,
how I
she
do.
Hit my jet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my girl, I don't expect my girl to sit there holler. You better lay the fuck back down if you plan on coming back in here later on. Like, damn, won't you just get up and come take a ride with me? It's still 3 in the morning. I got to go get my friend. So after we drop off, me and you should be able to ride home together. Shouldn't be no problem. Whether you in the passenger seat sleep the whole while I'm changing the tire.
So, Sierra, do you see an issue with that?
I don't expect my girl to give me that kind of hassle.
I don't have an issue with that.
Because I do the same for my friend.
I'm just saying, it's a role reverse because, like he said, if Sierra called Nick and say she in the bind, and Nick gonna get out her bed and go rescue Sierra, same way if Sierra called Murph and say I'm in the bind, Murph gonna get up and go rescue Sierra. So it's just like, it's a role reverse. If your friend needs you, your friend needs you.
Regardless of what the gender is. Like,
yeah.
that's my friend, I'm jumping up like by any means necessary.
Oh, that's just like this. If Nick called me and said, Murph, Jessica out and had a fucking blowout. You could come change this tie for me. I need you to do this on the muscle. I'm going to get up and nigga.
That's how we do.
I owe you one here. Because I'm going to do that favor still for my friend. Because my friend called me and asked me to come help my friend. Whether that's, I could be like, oh, I don't fuck Jessica. I don't know Jessica. Right? Or I need to do a solid for my friend and get up and go help my friend.
No. So you just, like, so Jessica, you just feel like you just cannot like, have a friend like that?
I'm just saying I don't. So I'm just picturing.
She just
I'm
not used to it. She's not
yeah,
used
I'm,
to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's totally different for me. Like, I'm picturing.
I feel like this, though, Jessica. You should open up to
well,
that.
Well, this is the thing.
And try to
my boyfriend had female friends, and I knew them, and I was around them.
Well, fuck, he
Thank what? he said he had some. He got the ones he grew up with that he didn't get rid of, which I'm all right with that. But
right, but you still side eyeing.
Because I don't know him yet. I never met him yet. I don't know him yet. So until I meet them, and because I'm big on vibes, if your vibe is straight or whatever, but
it ain't for you to vibe with my friend.
But this the thing. If I pick up a vibe and I feel like it's off, then no, I don't want you leaving out of here to go rescue nobody. Call AAA. As a matter of fact. I'll call up.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, listen. As long as you pay out for it, I'm good.
I'm gonna lay back down and tell you. It's just certain things
that's weird to me. And like I said, because it's not my life, right. It's weird to me, and I don't really understand it. But you know, he definitely has these friends that I never met yet, and one day I probably will meet them, and hopefully their vibe is right. Because if not, then I don't know what to
tell.
But you know, it's just one of those things where I don't have male friends, and the male friends that I had made me a little uncomfortable. So it's like, I can't really get with that. Like, I don't understand it. And I'm just kind of like, why not get with a woman that you have that same vibe with, or that you can talk to about anything? Why does it have to be like this other person you sit on the phone with all day when you can sit on the phone with
your
girl?
But you can have that vibe.
I don't want to talk to you about everything.
But guess what? I want to talk to you about the asshole you was last night, and he gonna give me his honest opinion on it. But still, I just want to let him know, like, this motherfucker had me fucked up last night. So I'm calling my homie and letting him know, like, this is what it was, and we gonna chitter-chatter and talk about it. Because guess what? What you telling me is me and you sitting down in a relationship, I don't even want to really hear what the fuck you got to say.
Exactly. Even if I don't say nothing, that conversation may not be worth going bring it to a nigga. She might just need to get her shit off to me. Like, yeah, nigga, you fucked up. And I might just get her to listen, but she might go right back inside, and that's swept under the rug.
Yeah, because I just got another perspective. You know, and it's like,
not that big of a deal. It wasn't even a big deal in my house. Well, even if I didn't get a perspective, I just didn't want to have a fucking debate with a knucklehead about the same shit we keep debating with, because he won't pick his fucking socks up off the floor after you think about his fucking sweaty ass shoes. And he know I don't like it, but you know what? I'm going to call my mom and say, why are you nasty? So I'm going to be like, well, my socks and a hammer.
Yeah.
But she going to be like, still, you nasty niggas. Because it ain't no sense to me keep going tell Tyrone cheesy feet ass to pick his socks up when I know I got to pick them up anyway. Is this a deal breaker? No. Does it piss me off? Every single time. But it ain't even worth me talking
because
to him about
it. Because we've had that conversation more times than one.
I'm trying to figure out why he's still wearing
socks
with the holes.
I hope that one day that I can have, you know, these great male friends like Murph, and you know,
you
one day, but I,
it.
You know, you're, it just never happened, and you know,
you're not open to it because you got so many stipulations already on what a man can't, what your man can't do.
No, I said he can keep it. I said he can keep his friends. I didn't mean it.
But see, this is the thing with that. You keep saying he can keep the friends because
you gotta say he can keep shit. That's his. How you gonna tell him what he can
like
keep? This is what
Hold up, y'all. Wait. First of all, this is like the longest podcast that I've ever had, but it's so funny that I'm not ready to end it. I am gonna ask this though. Do you feel like, Sierra, do you feel like it's weird that me and Murph and other friends go on trips without our significant others?
Man, what is y'all talking about?
No, it's not weird. Because that's just like... No, that's not weird, and I'm not accepting that, because when the girls...
It's the girls! Keyword, the girls! Situation. Not but the girls and the guys. What are you talking about?
It don't matter. Listen. Okay, so it doesn't matter about and the guys. It just is a vibe. Like, I would want to party with the people who I enjoy partying with versus being with some hoes who I know about to aggravate me for 4 days just because they're girls. I'm going to go with the people to enjoy, to have the maximum fun on my vacation.
So wait, let me just say this.
Be boys
so, Mark, you saying,
if I
don't know if you have a girlfriend or not, but let's say you have a girlfriend. You're saying that your girlfriend is supposed to be cool with you going on a trip with women that you're friends with that she does not know.
So, Jessica, let me be clear. We go on the, usually we've been trying to go on like an annual trip, and we do.
Are the girlfriends invited? Yes or no?
I was about to tell her, Nick, but I feel like this. Listen, okay.
I don't know. We go.
No, listen. As long as my girl is being taken care of, meaning like this, she could say like, "Oh, well, the last trip you went on was with your friends, so I need to go somewhere for you. Think about dotting these city lines with your friends again." That's understandable.
You know what, Murph?
You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, it's nothing for you to be nagging about, because if you say, look, I'm going on a trip with my cousins. Fuck, they got kissing cousins? Fuck, I don't believe.
Okay.
Your first cousin,
I'm going to side talk to Murph, because I mean, I don't know your situation. I don't know if you got a girlfriend, but I don't think you've ever been in a serious relationship with a woman that you really care about 1,000%. Because if you did, there's no way you would be comfortable with leaving your woman to go on a girl's trip.
That's not a girl's trip. It's more than one guy.
I'm not going on a fucking girl's trip because I ain't no girl. That's why I keep... Okay.
We need to talk about this because I don't know if you got a girlfriend or not.
I'm not sitting
here pussy popping with a girl. First of all, we not even ready to girls. You like, know, we ain't twerking chicks.
Yeah, I'm not like, it's not like, no. Oh, it's murder.
It's definitely more than one guy.
This is my friends. Like, we didn't been to concerts. Well, we went out of town.
I can't speak on this. Yeah, like, I don't know if they ever had any couples hookups on y'all trips or anything steamy ever happened on y'all trips, but I'm pretty sure when you mix men and women,
that's about it.
A couple
and when you mix men and women, when you mix that's men you and women on a trip in hotel rooms and things of that nature, you can't sit up here and tell me ain't nothing ever came at you, no temptation. But it don't even necessarily have to be Snick. It could be one of her friends.
You handle your own temptation. So, like, it could be the nigga at your job. That's
so. Wait. Let me go back and address what she said about the steamy situation. So, it doesn't always. That goes back to what we're saying. Like, a friendship is a friendship. Yeah, got to stop.
I said, what if it's not okay? So what I'm saying is, if he have a girlfriend, he go on a girl's trip with you and your friends, and maybe one of his partners go. What if it's not you? You the friend. You the reason why he going. What if it's one of your homegirls that he end up hooking up with because he decided to leave his woman at home to come?
Okay, so listen, I'm not. That's never happened. But that's never happened. But no.
Let me say this.
That's never happened. I'm trying to think. Make sure I answer right. I'm gonna say this. I don't. That's not the thing. But my whole thing is this. That don't have nothing to do with me and his friendship. If it was to happen, I could go ahead, Murph. Because I don't.
Go ahead, Murph.
All right. I just want to say this. In any given situation, you have to respect your own relationship.
Right, that's true.
I don't give a fuck who you on a trip with. You could be on a trip with your homies.
Right.
It could be all it still boys. Happen. And if somebody come popping ass on you at the club, if you decide to go with your mom, you was going to go with your mom anyway.
That's
so
true.
It don't matter whether you was with girls or boys, because that don't matter.
You kind of putting yourself in that position, though. It's like you have no business in a relationship, a committed relationship with a woman, going on a trip with your BFF.
Hold on, Nick. You got more pressure. No, for real.
Where you breaking up, Murph?
The town with your partners. Oh, you got more.
No,
you
still breaking up. I think we can't hear you.
But you breaking up, Murph.
I got a mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, am I clear now? You have more pressure going on a trip with your same-sex peers because, look, The first time a girl trying to holler at you in a club and she's throwing herself at you, when you be like, nah, shorty, I'm straight. Mm-hmm. Your partners gonna say, bitch, you crazy. Bitch, you out of town. What is you doing? And like, so it's gonna be more pressure from that versus you, at least, you know, with the opposite sex, you could be like, nah, shorty, I'm straight. And even if it's too much pressure, I'm gonna just jam next to my partner all night and make them think we together. Because we just here for a good time. We not here for all that. So, you know, just like when girls go to Miami, you know, if your man sitting at home worrying about what you're doing in Miami,
when you with your girls though, like you said, if he not comfortable with me being with my girls or me being with my guy friend.
With your girls.
No, with your girls, because he don't trust them hoes anyway.
Well, no, that's not an issue. Go on a girl trip,
I get more shit with the girls than me going with Marie.
Well, like I said, y'all have a special situation, but Murph, I want to side talk with you, because there's no way that you in a committed relationship and your woman, unless she just super like laid back and don't give a fuck.
Let me say this, it's not about being secure
because I'm very secure. I know who I am. I know what I'm capable of. It have nothing to do with that. It's a respect thing, and I'm real big on respect. Like, I don't want shit looking crazy. I don't want you. I don't want to feel like nobody. You know, you feel like you can address things with somebody else over me. I feel like if it's not me, then it don't need to be me at all. Like, we're not doing this. We're not splitting.
Wait, hold up, Mer.
Jessica, you do know that your man may talk to other people.
Don't talk about me to nobody.
Well, it's happening. Whether it be male or female,
it can be a family. It can be like somebody you close to that's gonna give you the real. It could be somebody like that, a psychiatrist, or maybe a counselor. Something like that, but you're not about to sit here and run it with no bitch that 9 times out of 10 want to. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, the guys that I deal with, a lot of times the female friends that they have want to be with them, and that's just it always come out.
Well, yeah, you're just picking the wrong friend.
So
you're picking the wrong friend.
Yeah, so it's kind of like they don't know this though. Like, they be in denial. A lot of men be in serious denial about women who like them or whatever.
The man may not be in denial. By him being a man and he know his position with that woman, it's not that he's in denial. He just don't even see that because my partner. Like, I wouldn't even play with her like that.
But how can somebody like that boundaries. Give you good advice if they want you on a load?
You going for the wrong phone?
I'm not going to advise to her about that.
But no, you need somebody to talk to. But like, how can you really trust somebody? That's like with me. Like, how can I trust a man's judgment who want to get with me on a load? Like, how can I
you
really
date,
trust
you,
anything
you're
telling me?
For people that want to date you.
Yeah. That's my point. I have never had a real... I think I did have one when I was, like, 13. But other than that, I have never had, like, a friend that never came at me in no kind... When I say no kind of way, like, no kind of way. It's never happened. And I think it's because of how I meet the people that I became friends with. It's like, I met them in a way that you're trying to holler, but then our friends...
No, that's what the issue is.
That's what I asked you from the beginning. I said...
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that.
Are they approaching you on some get to know you shit, but once you friend zone them, they just
they accept it, and then you know we become really good friends, and they tell me about their girlfriends and stuff like that.
That's a whole different vibe. Like I told you, but like Nick told you, that was my mama friend. My mama just wasn't on no hype shit.
Yeah, so the way that y'all met was legit. What I mean is I never met nobody in that type of way before. I don't know. Like I said, when I was like 13, I met this guy. We was friends for a long time, but then, you know, something crazy happened and we stopped being friends. But that's the only person I can say, like, never had nothing else going on with me. But, you know, y'all have a special relationship and it's different, you know. But,
listen.
You know, if it's genuine, that's what it is. I'm just saying, like, once y'all really get in serious relationships, that's something that y'all gonna have to really
You saying that right. neither one of us ever been I'm gonna say this
once. No. I'm talking about now. Not when y'all was young and kids.
No, we wasn't young. I'm talking about I've been married.
Let me say this. No, I'm not. No, listen, Murph. I'm about to say cut her off. I'm not about to say that. What I'm about to say is when y'all are in real serious relationships, y'all might have to limit the time that y'all talk and all of this time because it's a bit much for somebody who's trying to. Be in a relationship and get to know you when you constantly talking to somebody else all the time, and it's the opposite sex.
Well, what would be the difference in between if I spend 4 hours on the phone with you versus if I spend 4 hours on the phone with Murph? Like, what's the difference if you my friend and that's my friend? I'm gonna say this.
The first thing that happens usually when women, more than men, but when women get into relationships, the first thing you do, you might not go out as much as you used to go out because now you're in a serious relationship and y'all serious. You're trying to build something with this person you with. You're not going to hang and go out with somebody as much.
And ain't nothing wrong with that.
When you have somebody, nothing is wrong with that. And what I mean is when you get into a relationship, you got to start setting boundaries and you got to kind of, your friends should be just that, your friends. You shouldn't put that over a person you with, especially if y'all get married.
Let me say this. Mm-hmm. Hold up. Let me say this.
Nobody said that I take precedent over Nick's boyfriend.
Like, we don't even do that. We don't even speak like that.
Yeah, it's not that.
Let me run a scenario. Let me just give you an example. So one time, Murphy's girlfriend told me that I couldn't call him after 9 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I did? I started calling her.
Right.
So now we're going to be on the phone because I got some shit that I need to tell him. So you relate the message.
Oh, my God.
So she didn't realize, like, these motherfuckers really friends. Like, I would text her and look.
No, it's not even about
y'all. No, but I'm just saying, like it's boundaries. It's not boundaries that you have to be spoken of because I'm going to always respect his relationship. Like, he's always respecting mine.
The only way this don't work is if y'all both in relationships at the same time. If y'all both super into the people that y'all in because y'all too into each other. And I said it, bam, that's it.
No, listen. All right, hold on. Let me say this. I really think you getting the over possessive, obsessive to that. Look, Nick, child daddy then met me way down the line and told me why I really used to think you and Nick was fucking around. And I'm like, nah, why you thought that? And he like, cuz, I ain't never really see you that much. So I just thought you was a nigga in the cut. I'm like, nah, my nigga, I'm not gonna force myself to be like, oh, I gotta come around Nick and this and that. Like, Nick grown, she doing what she's doing. I'm grown, I'm doing what I'm doing. But look, let me say this. I believe that everybody, just like the girls say right now, I like to do bald head whole shit with my friends. That's your personal time. And you should be able to enjoy your personal time.
And you should. I agree with that.
Listen, you go do your thing with your cousins, your guys, your girls, whatever you want to do because that's your personal space. And I'm going to respect your personal space. Everybody needs personal space. I don't give a fuck how much in love we are. Bitch,
that's true. Everybody needs personal space.
Yeah, and during that time when you're on your space. Listen, I don't want to be on the phone with the person that
I sleep with every night.
Level with all day. For the simple fact that this, when I get off work and this and that, I'm burnt out talking to you. Fuck, I ain't got nothing else to say. Like versus if I drive.
Mm-hmm.
I joke the phone a lot all day. Nick don't do shit at work. So we joke the phone all day.
Hey, how you gonna say that? Hold up.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying. So if me and Nick joke on the phone all day, we both making our day go by with ease. After 5 o'clock, I might not talk to
you. Don't call me after 5 o'clock. Gone. Y'all know the rules.
I'm going inside now. Like the bullshit is over. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but any function I have, Nick is invited. Nick can come. If Nick is in a jam, Nick can call me. But it's like not like, oh, Nick take precedence over my relationship.
I wouldn't even want to do that.
I'm gonna be honest. Something just making me feel like that. And especially, you know, the earlier when you were saying how, you know, if she called me at 3 a.m, fucking right, I'm getting out of here. I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I would be like,
if my brother called me and you have a problem with my brother, I'm going to get up and get my brother. because that's my brother. So look,
right.
I would expect it enough for the person that I'm on a serious level with and I care so much about to at least show some type of,
right.
You know, I feel like if you on that level, that I love too.
Right, if you on that level with somebody,
like if it was your mama or your sister, and you woke me up and said, "Babe, my sister got a flat tire. Her baby daddy acting stupid. I need you to get up and go change this tire." I'm gonna get up, and I expect you to come take that ride with me. So, vice versa.
I feel you. Yeah, I feel you. That's all I'm gonna say. If y'all on that level for where y'all land next to each other in the bed at that point. This woman should have met even if your best friend at that point.
No, even if we're not on that level as far as laying next to each other every night. If you're my girl and we're trying to pursue something serious with us, of course you're going to be there and met my friend.
Oh, immediately.
And I expect you not to.
And that's the bottom line.
And
like,
I
y'all
expect
met.
You not to side-eye my friend when I tell you that this is my friend. I want you to give the same respect to my friend that you would give to my partner, Daryl, who you laugh and shoot the shit with.
Right.
Just because she's a girl. I want my friend to get the same respect because that's my friend. Just like Daryl come here at any time, like, bitch, I had to use the bathroom. If she come in and say she got to use the bathroom, let her in. I don't give a fuck if I'm not here or not. That's my friend. Open the door for
her. That's just one of those things, y'all.
All right, y'all. We're going to have to wrap this up because it's going way longer than I expected.
We can go on for 3 hours with this, okay?
The bottom line is, men and women can be friends. You just have to meet a genuine person that's going to be your friend, is going to tell you the truth, and just want to be your friend. And at a certain age, you should not be scouting for a friend. There's got to be a genuine relationship. So I want to say thank you guys for coming on. This is the longest podcast that I've ever had.
Definitely the longest podcast.
We definitely going to have to rejoin again. Thank you, Dreek, Jessica, and Murph. I don't know what happened to CC, but I appreciate y'all, and y'all have a good night.
Good night.
All right. Good night. Bye.
You are listening to me.